Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Nick and Berkeley, but first, we got to get to Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5 Sports, fifth quarter with Vern Glenn, and he joins us now on the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And Matt, let's start here. The quarterbacks. Brock Smith's last 2 weeks, he's been nursing this turf toe variant, he's been nursing the shoulder injury. How did Brock look yesterday? As Shanahan reported, it was limited.
Yeah, I mean, he looked a lot like how he looked last week. He's limited in practice. He's jogging around. The turf toe variant, it's funny that we have to call that because Kyle Shanahan won't call it anything else. So we've been calling it the turf toe variant. If it was truly turf toe, Brock would be out for a while. We saw what happened to Joe Burrow. He's out for 3 months. He's having surgery. Brock looked fine yesterday to me. But again, you know, when we're out there, he's handing the ball off. He is throwing the ball, but that's how he looked last week to me. And you were talking about it. I mean, it's getting difficult now. You have Mac Jones who has a potential PCL injury. Who do you play on Sunday? I know they don't want to play Adrian Martinez. I know that's not like option number one, but it's getting more difficult to say, okay, we'll send Brock out there because you don't want to hurt Mac Jones. But then you have the Rams on a short week as soon as Sunday is done. But Brock looked fine. He looked like he did last week, but Kyle Shanahan says he's making progress on the injury.
So last week he didn't roll out and he didn't move around a whole lot in terms of like scrambling. You know, they did like a rollout drill. We talked to Jennifer Lee Chan. Did you see him rolling out or doing any of that stuff?
He did roll and he jogged. From what I saw, okay. He jogged down the field. Which, I mean, jog, roll out, to me, that's going to be the same thing.
I want to clarify. No. I want to clarify. He jogged, but did he roll out and throw a football?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yesterday
okay.
He did.
All right, good. Just want to make sure.
Which I understand because you want to make sure he can roll, plant, throw the ball.
Yes.
Which with turf toe would be the issue. I think last week, though, he wasn't as close to playing as we think. I think he would have dressed if he was closer to be used as a backup QB in case Mac Jones got hurt. And then when you find out Mac Jones did get hurt in that game – and you realize how close they were to bringing in Adrian Martinez, it's a little concerning. It's a little concerning, if you ask me.
Hey, Matt, should they play him this week? I mean, they got the Rams next Thursday. The more I think about this, and we were talking about it off air, like, the more I think about it, just play Mac. And I get it. They're both kind of hurt, but you have one of those guys is making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. and the other one's making less than $10 million. Like, they should probably start Mac this week, right?
That's a great point. I agree with you. I think, too, when you look at the implications of what's happening the following week, you want to start hot in the division. They have two divisional wins. The Rams look good. Yeah, they had the meltdown. I get it. But they've looked good through 3 weeks as well. I would rather have a healthy-ish, the healthiest version of Brock Purdy I can get on Thursday Night Football to set the tone of this season. I think the Jaguars are honestly a tougher game than we're maybe hyping it up to be. It's the Jaguars. It's sort of a trap game. That's kind of how I feel about that. But I do agree. I think Mac's the better play right now. Send him out there. Let Brock heal. Be as good as he can get for this stretch of the season.
Matt, so Pearsall didn't practice yesterday with the knee injury. They're saying, or he said, that he could practice. And there was no Jennings. So who were the two top receivers running with the ones?
You're not going to like this. Kendrick Bourne, which is great. Kendrick stepped up the first 3 weeks. Next to him was Sky Moore and Marcus Robinson. Obviously, I mean, Ricky Pearsall did say, we have to say this, Ricky Pearsall said he would be fine if there was a game on Wednesday, he'd have played. So, he said he tweaked the knee. He just wanted to make sure it's fine. Ricky Pearsall, on all accounts, will be playing on Sunday.
Was it a hit where he tweaked it, or was it, you know, just, you know?
He said he didn't know.
Oh, gosh. Gotcha.
I was standing right next to him when he was talking about that. He said he wasn't sure, but some point after the game on Sunday, his knee didn't feel 100%. He felt like he tweaked something. And this was out of an abundance of caution to work it out with the trainers. He was running off to the side, by the way, yesterday, and running at Ricky Pearsall's speed. So
that's good.
I trust Ricky when he says, yeah, I would be able to play. And then you have Kendrick Bourne, and then you have DeMarcus Robinson, and you still have Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Christian McCaffrey. I mean, Mac Jones, 80% of the time, his first look is CMC at this point. So, you know, I think they'll be able to field a respectable group of receivers on Sunday.
Okay, similar question, but for the defensive line, with no Nick Bosa and no Gross Matos, who were your, I guess, number one defensive ends for that D-line?
It's going to be Mykel Williams and Bryce Huff. You're going to have to bring Huff up in the rotation, which he's obviously deserved. And Mykel is just going to take over probably on the right side, I would think. The only concern I have, I don't think they're making this big trade. I don't think they're going out and getting Trey Hendrickson. Let's look at what the 49ers did this past offseason. They got rid of Leonard Floyd. They got rid of all these starters. And they shed salary. They brought in more depth. They actually have a lot of depth if they need to get through some of this season without Nick Bosa before making another depth-esque move. I don't think they're getting Trey Hendrickson or Kayvon Thibodeau. I think I have people in my comments like, what's up with Max Crosby? The Raiders suck. They're not trading for Max Crosby, okay? But Mykel Williams is going to have to step up. Bryce Huff is going to have to step up. The only thing that concerns me, because the defensive line has looked pretty good through 3 weeks, is who's taking the double team? Nick Bosa takes so much of that double team that it's I don't know what's going to happen when he's not there to take the chip.
Talking to Matt Lively here on the Morning Rose, KPIX Channel 5 Sports, fifth quarter with Vern Glenn at 49ers practice yesterday. And, you know, the conversation we've been having all morning, Matt, is, you know, the Niners are 3-0 right now, and they've done it in kind of remarkable fashion. I think it's been the most impressive 3-0 amongst all the other teams. There's six teams right now remaining that are undefeated, and I think it's them and the Chargers, basically. Chargers winning all divisional games that I think have been the most impressive. What do you make of this 3-0 start, and how should Niners fans be feeling about it?
No, they should be riding high. Look at we made a joke yesterday. The injury report looks like a CVS receipt. And look at what they've been able to do. They haven't had their starting quarterback for 2 weeks. George Kittle's been out for 2 weeks. Juwan Jennings has been here and there in practice, have missed games. They haven't had Malik Mustafa. They haven't had Brandon Ayuk. What they've done is really impressive. It should not be understated that they are 3-0, but the most important part, they are two divisional wins. they were so bad against the NFC West last year. It was such a joke when the NFC West would come to town. It's like, God, they're going to lose this game. And they're winning games they would have lost. I even tweeted out halfway through Sunday's game, they lose this game a year ago. There's no way they'd go down on this game-winning drive and Jake Moody hits a field goal. That didn't happen last year. So I'm really impressed. I mean, there's some other teams that I think look impressive as well that are 3-0, but the Niners are right in the mix. And I said this to you guys last week. Look at the back half of their schedule. It's so easy.
Matt, how sustainable is it, though? That's the question I think where Niner fans are at.
There's no such thing as an easy schedule, though, buddy. Like, come on, easy? Come on, easy?
I'm just
the NFL.
Look at who they play in that back half. I know easy, but strength-wise, okay? If we're going to look at strength-wise, they determine the NFL draft based on the strength of schedule. You have to give it a little respect. And on the back half, it's a weak strength of schedule, I would say. How sustainable is it? How healthy are you? They lost Nick Bosa this week. Brock Purdy hasn't played in 2 weeks, so it's pretty good that they've won the games without him. I think if they get Bosa back, you have Ayuk coming back, if you can patch up the defensive line, you're still a playoff team. I don't know how deep you make it in the postseason. Matt Maiocco and I talked about this yesterday. What's the ceiling of this team? Can they win through the divisional round? Maybe, maybe not. But they're still a playoff team in my mind.
You know, something that's maybe a little under the radar, but I guess Nick Bosa said that the on-field doctors said that his knee was, like, not torn, I guess. I don't know about good, but they said not torn. And he's like, no, it's torn. Was there any residual from that? Was there any follow-up on that? That seemed a little bizarre.
No. I mean, we don't get to talk to Nick Bosa. And I think that's probably the only guy, him or the team doctor, that would get to make the call on that. I mean, I do know that after the game, Shanahan's belief was that it wasn't an ACL injury. And then, I mean, I guess until you maybe with an, I'm not a doctor, but until you go into the CT scan or the MRI or whatever it is that they do to determine that that ligament is torn, it's probably hard to determine that until you see the imaging. Yeah. But I mean, that would have to be a question for Nick. Yeah. And the reality is we don't talk to Nick for a couple months if we even get the opportunity to. They said he's having surgery in Los Angeles, will rehab in Los Angeles. So it's going to be a while.
Yeah. Last thing, the Niners sold off another small stake of the team. Another 3.2% minority stake is being sold to Pete Bridger Jr. of the Fortress Investment Group. Okay, now they get another about $280 million from this deal. Did anybody down at 49ers headquarters bring this up, talk about this? I know that they put a big investment into the jumbotrons, the TVs or whatever for the Super Bowl. I mean, I was there on Sunday. They've got to fix the shade. It's just, I mean, you're changing your uniforms and you're asking the league yearly to adjust the schedule because of the heat. Is there any, you know, way that maybe this money that they're getting is going to be put into the roster or into the stadium? Was there any murmurs of that down there yesterday?
First off, congratulations. I feel like that's your alias of Fortress Enterprises. So I have to imagine you guys bought a share of the Niners. Congrats. No mention of it. How are they going to do the shade? You don't want flights crashing down there at San Jose Airport.
A little canopy, bro. A tarp? Amazon is bringing a tarp out there? Amazon can get you anything.
I've been told they're right up against the airfield. There's nothing they're doing. The fans are just going to cook. And there, it was not a sold-out crowd. People noticed that on TV. It was not a sold-out crowd. Still pretty good that fans were like, 100 degrees in the sun.
I was there with my kid. I was there with my kid. You know, there's actually.
How does he do? Well, I mean, you sunscreen him up, I guess.
Oh, my God. He was lathered in whatever SPF 40 or 50 or whatever it was.
1,000.
Yeah, the guy was cooking, dude. We were losing it. But no, it's funny that you mentioned that it was not a sellout. Saturday night, I was watching TV, and I forget which channel it was. They were like, Niners Cardinals, tickets on sale for tomorrow. And I was like, you have tickets on TV the night before? So there is something to be said. Like, Niner fans are just a little like kind of wait and see, just in general on the organization overall right now, it feels like.
No, I think I agree with that. Mac Jones was playing. It was one of the hottest days, and you're going to be sitting in the sun. The tickets that weren't sold were the ones where you're baking alive. So I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
And it's the Cardinals, Matt. And let's be honest, I don't think any of us have met a combined five Cardinal fans.
I saw four.
You saw four of them?
Four.
Wow.
Saw four
they were
on Sunday.
They were bought for sure.
I went to school. I went to school at Arizona State. Off the top of my head, I could not name you five Cardinals.
Oh, my God. Forks up, baby. Let's go.
I lived in Phoenix for 4 years. I cannot name you five Cardinal fans.
And your golf game's that crummy?
Oh,
I'm teasing.
On.
I had to give you a, I had to give you a joke there.
As a college student, you think I was able to afford Scottsdale golf?
That's
Get
true.
Out of
that's
here.
A great
yeah, that's
point.
True.
Hey, Matt, great stuff.
Have a go.
Hey, great stuff. We'll do it again next week.
Have
and,
a good one, Matt.
We'll be
good
watching.
Sport.
See you guys. Thanks.
There he goes. Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5 Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.